Next is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 313 through 317, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 21, 1966, in New York.
Harihi Nirguna Shasha Purusha Prakite Paraha Sa Sarvadip Upadrastya Tang Bhajan Nirgunovare Nirgunovare. The liberation from material bondage is called Nirgun. Nirgun means the three qualities, three modes of material nature is nullified. As soon as we are transcendental to the three modes of material nature, that is called liberation. So, just like there is injunction in the Vedic literature to live in the city is rajasic, to live in the forest is sattvic, goodness. Sattvic quality means to live in goodness is to live in a forest. Therefore, formerly all the sages and saints, they used to live in a forest. Still, there are many transcendentalists, they live in the forest. Because forest is considered to be a situation in goodness. Similarly, those who live in cities and villages, in society, human society, that is rajas. And those who live in the liquor shop and similar gambling shop and other, they are called tamas. So, this goodness, passion and ignorance, the division. And how to nirgun? When you live in a temple of Krishna, that is nirgun. That is transcendent. So, if you live in a society like this, Krishna consciousness, then you are nirgun. You are above the qualities. It is far better than to live in the forest or in the city. Those who are in touch with the supreme nirgun. Nirgun means transcendental to the material modes of nature. So nirguna bhavet. Sa sarvadas. Harir hi nirguna. Saksa. Nirguna means only Vishnu is nirguna above the transcendental, above these material modes of nature. It is accepted by all the authorities. Even Shankaracharya, he says, Narayana para abhaktyat abhakta. So far this material nature manifested and non-manifest. What we see, this is manifested. And then it is non-manifested stage is there, covering of the universe. Oh, that space is far, far greater than, 10 times better, greater than this space. That is abhakta. And above that abhakta stage, abhakta means non-manifest. Bhaktya, abhakta. This is bhakta, this is manifest. Certain space is manifested, and certain space is non-manifested. So this is called bhakta and abhakta. Shankaracharya says that Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is bhaktya bhaktya sanatana. Similarly, it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita also. So Narayana, the Supreme Lord, Krishna, Vishnu, he is God, he is nirguna, transcendental to these three gunas. They cannot affect. The three gunas cannot affect. Similarly, those who are in touch with Krishna, in Krishna consciousness, they are also nirguna. They are also transcendental to the three material modes of nature. This is from Srimad Bhagavatam, quotation by Lord Chaitanya. So we have to accept these authorities. Quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedic literature, and quoted by authority, Lord Chaitanya. We have to follow in that way. Mahajana jina gadasya pantha. Therefore we have to accept this, that if we be engaged in devotional service of the Supreme Lord, then we are transcendental to these material modes of nature. Therefore, anyone who is so engaged, he is liberated. He is liberated. Officially he is liberated. But if he falls down by the attraction of these three modes of nature, that is a different thing. That is possible. That is possible if we are not strong enough. Because always remember that this Krishna consciousness is a sort of declaration of war with this illusory material nature. So there is war. She will always try to get you fall down. Devidhisha gunamai mamumaya gurutaya. It is very strong, powerful. And how you can save yourself? Mame vaja prapadante maya metam tarantite. If you persistently, simply adhere to the devotional service of Krishna, there will be no more strength of this illusory nature to drag you. No more, there will be no more power to get you into this province of sense gratification. Material nature means the jurisdiction of sense gratification. That's simply people are engaged like sense gratification, like cats and dogs. That's all. This is material atmosphere. And in the spiritual atmosphere, there is no sense gratification. There is only activity for satisfying the Supreme Krishna. That is the difference. So if you adherently be always engaged in some sort of service, 24 hours in the service of the Supreme Lord Krishna, in Krishna consciousness, there is no power in the world who can drag you into this sense gratification problem. That once becomes nirguna. This is the process. So you have to stick to this principle. How I can serve Krishna? I have said, always. Iha jasya harir dasik. If you cannot do, if you simply think, how can I do? How can I do? How can I do? Simply this. If you practically cannot do, but if you simply think that how can I do, then also you become liberated. Then also you become liberated. And what to speak of when you actually serve? This is such a nice thing, Krishna consciousness. If you want to save yourself from this material turmoil, then always stick to this Krishna consciousness persistently. Yes. Palanartha Sangsa Vishnu Rupe Avatar Sattaguna Drishtante Tate Guna Maya Pa. Saru Paisadja Punna Krishna Sama Praya Krishna Angsi Teha Angsa Vede Hano Ga. Now this Vishnu, Kirodakshaya Vishnu, although he is in this material world, there is a planet, I have already explained to you, which is called Hirodak planet, or where the oceans are a milk ocean. So in that planet, Lord Vishnu is there. But he is not within this material world. Just like even a devotee who is always engaged in Krishna consciousness, he is not in this material world. How Vishnu, the Supreme, he can be in the material world? is not in the material world. Just like outside there may be a snow falling, but inside, if you are protected by heating system and other things, you are not affected. The whole city may be overwhelmed by snow falling, but if you are protected by certain means and adjustment, then you are not affected. Similarly, Vishnu and Vishnu Bhakta, they are not affected by this materialism. Abhijananti mang murha manasim tanumasita. Therefore, foolish creature, when they see Krishna is here, they think that Krishna is like one of us. But he is not. So here it is stated, palanartha sangsa Vishnu rupe avata. He is providing bhutavrit. Krishna's name or Vishnu's another name is bhutavrit. He is providing our necessities. Always know that. This is also another knowledge. Don't think that you are producing your foodstuff, you are producing your necessities. No. You cannot do anything. He is providing. God is giving. God is giving. You should always remember that. Palanartha. Eka bahunanga vidadat kaman. Eka, that one, Supreme Eternal. He is providing all the necessities of so many innumerable living entities. Don't you see? We are mad after economic development from morning to late at night. In our cars, in our trucks, we are going hither and thither. But there are many, many millions of living creatures. They have no economic problem. Who is providing them? Who is providing them? Providing. Krishna is providing them. Vishnu is providing them. Palanartha sangsa Vishnu rupaya avatar sattvagana drishtanta tate maya guna paa. He is although in this material world, he is transcendental, he is situated. He has nothing to do with this material world. Sarupa isajya punna Krishna samapraya. Krishna samapraya. Now, I have already told you, praya means he is almost like Krishna, because Krishna is 10%, he is 94%. That's what he said, Krishna samapraya. All this Vishnu murti, they are Krishna samapraya, or almost like Krishna, Krishna angshi. The difference is that Krishna is the original teha angsha, and this Vishnu is plenary expansion. This is the difference between Vishnu and Krishna. How it is? Somebody may say, oh, Lord Chaitanya, he is a devotee of Krishna, and you are all devotee of Krishna, therefore you are saying that Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. No, in the Bhagavad Gita I will find, Krishna himself says, matta paratara nasti namnadasti kinchit. There is no more supreme than me. All right, he may say personally, he may advertise himself, but there are many instances in the Vedic literature. Just like in the Brahma Sanghita, it is said, Deepachirevahidatantaramabhupetya Deepayate vibhritahetu Samanadharma Jastadrigevahicha Vishnu tayavibhati Govindamadipurusam tamaham bhajami. Govindam, Krishna, he is the original. And from him, all other Vishnu expansions are emanated. How it is that? Just like this is a lamp, original. Now you ignite another lamp. Now all these lamps, they are equally powerful so far as luminous quality is concerned. But you have to accept this is original. Similarly, all these Vishnu expansions They're almost like Krishna. A little difference. But Krishna, what is the difference? That also you can note. When Krishna was here, and he was completely, he manifested himself as completely free from any rules and regulations. But other incarnation, when they come, they follow the rules and regulations. Just like Lord Ramchandra, when he came, he accepted only one wife. And even when that wife was banished, you know that Sita, and he was kidnapped by Ravana, and Lord Rama fought with him, killed the whole family, and installed his brother in the kingdom, and rescued Sita, and brought home. So he was living with Sita. But some of the Shudras, they criticized, oh, just see, Ramchandra, he is king, he is very powerful, he is living with his kidnapped wife. Because in India, once a woman goes out of home, still the culture is gone. She cannot be accepted anymore. She has to live just like prostitute. She has no shelter. When this, popular opinion was there, but he was king, he has to take the criticism of the public. Just like at the present moment, the president, they don't care for public opinion. Irresponsible. They say responsible government, they are mostly responsible. But formally, although there was monarchy, they are very much responsible. As soon as there was some criticism from the public, Ramchandra at once banished Sita. Oh, I cannot live with Sita. Public opinion is against it. Just see, he's following the rules and regulations. His father told him, my dear boy, I wish that instead of being enthroned, please go to the forest. All right. It is your order. I must care. Just see, he's following the principle there. His ideal, Ramchandra is the ideal king, whereas he has followed the principle of moral codes. But from Krishna's behavior we will find there is no moral code. He is free. At night he is calling girls, come on, I will dance with you. They are coming. From material point of view it is immoral. At least in India. He is free. Ramchandra accepted one wife, he accepted 16,000 wives. So, Krishna is above everything, no rules and regulations. He cannot do anything wrong. He is not under the jurisdiction of any law. Therefore, Krishna manifested the full power of the Supreme Law. Another incarnation, although they came for the time being to perform a certain particular purpose, but they did not manifest the full power of God. Therefore Krishna is the supreme power. Krishna is the Bhagavan Swayam. It is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam that he is the supreme personality, original personality of God. He is nobody's control. Even he was not controlled by his supreme lover, Radharani. Radharani is considered, the gopis are considered the topmost lover of Krishna. But when Krishna decided to leave Vrindavan, they began to cry, they blocked the way. Krishna didn't care. He didn't care even. So much dear Radharani. They become blind, crying whole life. But Krishna never returns. Never returns. He sent his message, he sent his letter that I am very sorry. But that is God. He is not controlled by anything. Anything. That is Krishna. Krishna Bhagavan Swayam. The Brahma, Shiv, Agda, Kari, Bhakta, Avatar, Palanathya, Vishnu, Krishna and Swarupapa. Therefore, all demigods, including Shiva, Brahma and everyone, they are only order-carrying servants. Ekala, Ishar, Krishna, Arsha, Vritta. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you'll find one passage that the only master is Krishna. And everyone, never mind what he is servant. He's servant. Everyone is servant. And what to speak of us? We are servant. Therefore, anyone who understands this philosophy, that I'm servant, 100 times, million times, lower servant, he is a liberated person. And one who thinks that I am God, he's a dog. He's a dog. And one who thinks I am servant, God, servant, million times, servant, he's liberated. This is the process. Gopi Vattu Padakamalo Dasa Dasanu Dasa. Oh, Lord Chaitanya. He said that I am not a Brahmi, I am not a Christian, I am not a Hindu, I am not a sannyasi, I am nothing of this sort. Then what do you want? I am the servant of Krishna. That is my identification. And when you identify yourself in that way, you are liberated person. That is Krishna consciousness, perfection of Krishna consciousness. Thank you.